You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Matt Rizzetta, the president and CEO of North 6 Agency, N6A, which in just 4 years has grown to become a top 100 communications agency in the U.S., based in New York, and representing clients in a wide range of industries, including technology, healthcare, consumer, and business to business. Matt, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Appreciate it. Big fan of the program.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about N6A and what the agency specializes in.
Sure. So N6A is a full-service communications agency. As you mentioned earlier, we're based here in New York City. We actually just launched an office in San Francisco. We're founded about 4 years ago, and I guess for your listeners, the best way to think about us is really that any service that a business needs that would fall under a communications umbrella or maybe a promotional umbrella, you know, to a broader extent, would be something that we provide to our clients. So, you know, our DNA and our roots really are in providing services that you would probably view a PR agency in, you know, in the sense of, you know, social media, media relations, you know, messaging and positioning work, press release writing and editorial services, you know, media coaching. But, you know, as the industry has converged recently and the lines are becoming a bit more blurred, you know, than they used to be when it comes to communications and promotional services, I think we've really adapted pretty well and we've become more of a full-service firm. So things like, you know, event planning, production, content marketing, design and creative services have all become more of a central part of our value prop to clients.
And where does the name N6A come from? Certainly as an eye catcher.
Sure. So one day if we have a couple hours to have a couple of beers or something, I'll give you the full you know, unabridged story. But the Reader's Digest version of it basically is that N6A comes after, stands for North 6 Agency, which is named after where my grandparents lived, North 6th Avenue in Mount Vernon, which is right on the Bronx-Westchester border out here in New York, for those of your listeners who aren't local. And yeah, just as a quick backstory, you know, I grew up real close with my grandparents, you know, who were just very hardworking immigrants, you know, the typical immigrant, you know, story and lifestyle where they had to, you know, adjust to a new culture and environment and really work, you know, twice as hard as most people to get the outcome that comes, you know, naturally to all of us. So they taught me a lot about, you know, work ethic, loyalty, you know, having ambition and motivation. And, you know, I made a decision a long time ago that, you know, whenever, you know, I was going to do what it was that I was going to do when I got older and became a professional, you know, I was going to name it after them and, you know, make sure we stay true to those principles. And, you know, just overall, I think we've stayed pretty true to those core values. You know, it's also a story that most of our clients and, you know, prospective clients like to hear just in general. You know, I really want them to understand before they start working with us, you know, both employees of ours as well as clients of ours, just so that they really understand what they're getting themselves into ahead of time in terms of the backstory and the type of, you know, values that we stand for. And also just the funny thing about that, just as a quick side story, is that, you know, in any services business, you know, the first thing, you know, called kind of the golden rule, rule number one, when you're looking to start a services business, is that you're supposed to name it after yourself. And the logic behind that is because essentially you're selling your own ideas and intellectual equity, and over time, you know, that's really what you want clients and customers and, you know, your staff members to identify the business with, is really, you know, those same ideas that you yourself started. So it's kind of funny when you think about it, just that the first conscious decision I made when we launched N6A was really to go completely against conventional wisdom and not name the agency after myself. And in a funny way, I think for better or worse, that's been know, pretty much the case as we've grown the business over the past couple of years.
I love the approach on that. Now, what are the keys to running service business, and how does it vary from a products business?
Yes, it's a really good question, Eric. You know, I think for starters, in a service business, is very relationship driven. You know, so your customers really depend and rely on you for, you know, your intellectual offerings, not necessarily for your product offerings. So along those lines, I think you really need to see yourself in a position, you know, to guide and to counsel and really to grow with, your customers over the long run. You know, whereas I think in a product business, I think the focus is much more short term. You know, the product tends to sell itself, and really you're using your products to differentiate your business from others, you know, not so much, you know, your mind or your services or whatever those might be. I also think, you know, in terms of differentiators, I think creativity becomes more of a central part of a service business, just in terms of focusing on, you know, innovative ways to cultivate a creative environment in the workplace. You know, I think you have to be a little bit more flexible and willing to change in general in a service business than you would necessarily do be in a product business. A lot of that's because, you know, capital and investment in a product business is generally significantly higher, so you kind of have to roll the dice and, you know, hope that that product, you know, really live or die with that product, whereas in a service business, I think, you know, you really need that flexibility to be willing to change at the drop of a hat.
How can you differentiate your business from other businesses when you're in a very competitive, super crowded industry and recruit great talent and customers?
I mean, another good question. I think a lot of that goes back to what, you know, what I addressed earlier, just in terms of differentiating yourself as a service business. I think creativity becomes a big part of, you know, a big part of that. Just, you know, I remember when we launched our agency, you know, 4 years ago or whatever it was, you know, I was essentially just, you know, running the business out of, you know, my basement and my PJs. And it was real tough to, you know, to get that first crop of really talented people to grow the company to the next level. And we were going up against firms that, you know, could sell, you know, 30 or 40 years of, you know, being in business and, you know, having a real, you know, effective structure and brand reputation behind their agency. So I think just, you know, when you lack that, and at the time we did lack that, I think things like, you know, creativity and, you know, being resourceful become really important. So, you know, we implemented a bunch of stuff here. You know, we started giving people off for their birthdays, and we started to, you know, to implement creative, you know, bonus programs that other agencies weren't offering, and do all sorts of stuff like that. But I think just the real takeaway and the message to business owners who are just getting started out there in terms of what they can do to differentiate themselves to, you know, the larger and more well-established competitors is just to sort of think outside the box. And I know it sounds a little cliche, but, you know, it's really the best way to think about it as you get that first crop of folks on board.
Most definitely. Today we're joined by Matt Rizzetta, the president and CEO of North 6th Agency N6A, which in just 4 years has grown to become a top 100 communications agency in the United States based in New York City, here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with E-New York, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Matt, how has the PR and marketing landscape evolved over the last several years anyway?
Well, yeah, that's I mean, there's, you know, that's probably an entirely different discussion, another discussion that we can have over, you know, over dinner or something. But I think a couple things, you know, immediately. I mean, number one, the biggest change, I think, in my mind, I mean, what we've seen here at N6A, has been, measurement. You know, I think with a lot of, you know, press and media outlets being online in terms of, you know, those are now the most influential outlets that we're dealing with on behalf of our clients, you know, and with obviously the rise of social media, I think there's a whole world of traceability that never existed before in our business. So I think now, you know, as a business, you know, you can much more easily look at, you know, PR and marketing results and exposure that you're getting and get a real clear indication of what, you know, what kind of impact that's having on your bottom line. You know, that's something that we hadn't really seen in the legacy days. You know, I think just, you know, as a personal or as a, you know, as a business-wide, you know, commitment here, I think we've tried to embrace that transformation as opposed to running away from it. So, you know, here at N6A, you know, we've tried to treat our client relationships and engagements, you know, much more collaboratively, you know, in terms of identifying goals before a program begins and before a client signs with us. You know, we'll be very upfront and proactive about, you know, wanting to set quotas in terms of what we have to hit for clients ahead of time, you know, as opposed to shying away from that. So I think just overall, I mean, the transformation has been in general that, you know, measurability, traceability becomes more of a reality in our business today than it was, you know, 10 years ago, say. And, you know, if you're an agency in our business today, my recommendation would be to embrace it more than to run away from it.
And what are you seeing as the main challenges businesses are dealing with today when it comes to marketing and PR?
Sure. So I think in general, I mean, one thing we're seeing is that social media continues to remain a pain point for most businesses, in that, you know, they know they need to be active on social media. You know, there's no question about it, but they really haven't been able to crack the nut in terms of, you know, well, how much money do we spend on social media? How much time do we spend on social media, you know, versus, you know, other advertising and marketing channels? You know, how is it impacting our business? You know, and what's the right blend of, you know, of, you know, promotional versus educational content that, you know, they should be using across social media and so on. I think that, you know, overall, you know, we're seeing companies spend more money and put much more of a priority on, you know, enhancing their social media presence. But, you know, in terms of cracking that nut as far as understanding what type of impact that has on their business and what kind of investment they should be making and how to track that investment and that spend, I still think that's, you know, it's pretty nascent to a large degree.
And what would you say are the biggest mistakes you see business owners making today, and what are some of the biggest challenges that you've personally had to overcome?
Yeah, so, I mean, number one, I think, Eric, has to do with just, you know, and this is tough, but, you know, I think in general business owners, as far as challenges, you know, are not as objective enough in their own self-assessments of themselves as a leader of their business and how they're, you know, managing and running their business on a day-to-day basis, you know, as well as, you know, in the service or product they're offering. I think that, you know, just the level of, you know, objectivity and you know, self-assessment and being brutally honest with yourself as a business owner. I think in general, when I talk to other entrepreneurs, that's one of the big challenges I continue to see. I think also just in general, you know, not being flexible enough and really having a true willingness and eagerness, you know, to change the way, you know, business owners are approaching their business on a day-to-day basis if something isn't working. I mean, I think a big part of, you know, being a successful entrepreneur is, you know, having the ability to take a step back, realize when something's not working, and make adjustments before it becomes, you know, a bigger problem. And I think overall that continues to remain one of the big challenges, you know, I'm seeing when I talk to other entrepreneurs. And by the way, I mean, just being completely brutally honest and, you know, self-critical. I mean, that's something that, you know, I found myself dealing with in the early stages, and still, you know, continue to deal with it as, you know, we try to get better at running our business on a daily basis as well.
Certainly appreciate you sharing those as well. Now, what are some things business owners should consider to promote their business effectively when they don't necessarily have huge budgets to do so?
Sure, and you're probably speaking for, I would guess, you know, about, you know, 90% of certainly the small business community today would be,
yes,
you know, categorized as such. You know, Eric, I'd say one thing, you know, for starters, the first place I'd look if I were a small business owner that doesn't really have, you know, the budget, but they have a little bit, a few resources in-house to focus on promoting themselves, I would look at the free promotional mediums that are out there first, and there's plenty of them, by the way, just as a good starting point. You know, we talked about social media earlier, you know, their own website, you know, blog, things that clearly, you know, can you can use as a business owner to communicate your message and to reach prospects and to reach existing customers, but things that don't necessarily require a big investment. And I would probably use that as a starting point, almost, you know, as an experiment. And then, you know, evaluate how things are going over, you know, quarter, you know, annual basis, and then, you know, make a decision to either increase the commitment or make adjustments in some cases on the budget, you know, from there.
Good stuff. How has the role of technology and social media impacted your industry in particular over the last couple of years?
Yeah, Eric, I mean, one of the big thing, I think, what I hit on earlier in terms of social media and measurement, I think that's been the biggest change. Number one, well, I guess it's two things. I mean, number one is that, you know, the press outlets and the media outlets that we're dealing with on a daily basis for our clients, I mean, has completely changed. Whereas, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, the call to action was on sort of the household, you know, mainstream media, you know, TV networks, print media, obviously. So just from that standpoint, I mean, it's no secret that that's completely changed, where, you know, the influencers for our clients in terms of who we need to reach to get their products sold and get their messages out there. I mean, they're online. They're small blog sites. They're, you know, they're social media networks. They're, you know, podcasts, you know, like yours, for example. Whereas that was, you know, certainly not the case 10 or 15 years ago. So I think that's been pretty transformational just in terms of, you know, being able to determine, you know, where you need to get your clients. It's totally changed. And then the other thing is, too, I mean, I think it's the role of technology as we've seen that evolve. It's just made our business a lot more easier to measure and to trace for clients. So 10 years ago, you know, when we were dealing with traditional media primarily, it was hard to measure this. It was hard to trace the impact it was having, you know, on your client's bottom line. That's no longer the case. And some agencies, again, tend to shy away from that. Some tend to embrace it. But I think that that's been pretty much, you know, a major change that we've seen happen over the past decade or so.
And finally, what can we expect to see from N6A in the future?
Well, I hope a lot. I think, well, you know, we have a lot of things going on right now that, you know, we're excited about. I talked earlier, you know, we just launched an office out in San Francisco. So, you know, that I'm really pumped about that. That'll give us the opportunity to provide our West Coast clients, you know, with on-the-ground support. And to service their business really in their backyard, and to give us a local presence out in San Francisco, which of course, you know, is the gold standard as far as being a hub for technology innovation, where a lot of our own clients and prospective clients are based. So that's one thing. You know, I think we'll continue to grow our West Coast presence. You know, our staff is already tremendous right now. I mean, we have you know, a great team. I mean, in my entire career, I don't think I've ever worked with a team that's you know, as strong as this one is, just in terms of, you know, committing to providing great client service and being creative and innovative and really being results driven. So we already have a great team. I think that, you know, as time goes on, I think we'll only continue to, you know, see our own staff grow, both, you know, in number of employees as well as just diversifying the skill set, you know, of our team members. So, you know, we're really going to be focused on bringing, you know, on board professionals who have experience and, you know, can zone in on one particular skill set of communications as opposed to, you know, more of a generalist type feel to it. So I think that that's another thing we can expect to see. And, you know, I guess on the client side, you know, I think we'll continue to grow organically. We'll keep bringing on a nice mixture of clients, you know, who really could use support and leadership, you know, on the MarCom side, you know, at all levels, you know, at the startup level, you know, mid-size level, and certainly, you know, we're going to get a little bit more aggressive in the enterprise community in terms of Fortune 1000 companies as we go forward. So a lot to look forward to over here.
Most certainly. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about N6A online?
Sure. So just go to www.n6a.com. That's N, the letter N, the number 6, the letter A, .com. And certainly be sure to check us out on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all of the social channels I talked about earlier.
And in conclusion, I know you have a couple of tips you'd like to share, and I think these would be very helpful if they did hear from you on these in these regards.
Yes, I mean, I guess the first thing I when I talk to entrepreneurs, I mean, the first thing I say is, you know, look yourself in the mirror, you know, before you start any business and ask yourself, you know, what do I truly want to get out of this business? I mean, you know, I know that sounds like it's cliche and it's pretty simple advice, but you'd be shocked, you know, how many entrepreneurs don't do that. And I think that it's important because from day one, you know, you want to keep that vision with you. You know, when you looked yourself in the mirror on day one and said, what do I want to get out of this business? You know, you want to keep that vision with you for the life of the business and always make decisions, you know, that point back to that vision that you had on day one. You know, it'll keep you focused. It'll keep you, you know, very driven. It'll keep the emphasis always on, you know, what did I want to accomplish out of this business, and I want to work backward toward that on a daily basis. So that's number one. And also, you know, just building on that, I think, you know, smart people who, you know, have good instincts generally, you know, and who are willing to think a little bit creatively and, you know, and test conventional wisdom, I think will be successful entrepreneurs. So that vision that you have and you look yourself in the mirror and you tell yourself the first day of the business, I think if you're smart, you know, as an entrepreneur, you're going to succeed. So it's good just to provide that for some structure and guidance around the business. And also number two, I would say, is just to be really, really objective and, you know, critical, be more objective and critical of yourself, I would say, as a business owner than anyone else, you know, any client, customer, vendor, employee, industry peer, you know, could possibly be, especially if you're in a service business. I mean, you're naturally going to have, you're inevitably going to have, you know, real difficult conversations with, you know, with clients, with staff members along the way. So I think that if you're your own, you know, worst critic or hardest critic, you know, that'll prepare you for those conversations, and you can always reflect back on those conversations and be 100% prepared, you know, ready to have them, you know, if in the first place you were more critical of yourself than anyone else.
It's been absolutely super to have you. He is Matt Rizzetta, the president and CEO of North 6 Agency, N6A, which in just 4 years has grown to become a top 100 communications agency in the United States, based in New York City. And once again, the website is simply N6A.com. Matt, thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it's a privilege. Thanks for having me on, and I look forward to it, to catching up soon.
You bet. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, working in conjunction with E! New York, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.